Hey, Jorge, before we start this week's episode, wanted to let you know that we are hosting the Black Effect Podcast Network 1 year anniversary celebration. That's right. We are coming to you live, opening up for the 85 South show. We are taking this to Atlanta, Georgia. That's right. Thursday, October 7th at 8 p.m. And you guys can come and see us live. The event is hosted by Flame Monroe, and you can get your tickets now at blackeffect.com/BeLive. That's blackeffect.com/BeLive. Get your tickets today. You do not want to miss out.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision. Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. I'm your girl Mandy B, aka Full Court Pumps, aka Debt Bitch, aka Pit the Stallion. Yeah, baby. I'm all that. And go ahead.
Hey, you, Mandy.
You know, all
of it. Hi, everybody. It's Weezy. We are in the studio. Can't believe we made it. We swam here. Now in Lafayette.
No, Eden is the only one who swam here. You walked over. And
that's
somehow
racist.
I was cool.
Wow.
No, oh, shit.
No,
we ain't got an angle on you.
You,
sorry.
You just came from the Bronx.
That's,
you know,
crazy. I thought she was going to say the boat. Damn, no. That's crazy. Wow.
Well, that too.
That I meant because.
That too.
Wow, way to get canceled.
Also, your apartment got flooded like two in advance.
Fact. Right. Did they? Thank God they fixed the roof, because that shit would have caved.
That would have been bad.
Fun story,
that
niggas.
Been really bad.
So my apartment got flooded when I came back from LA with Nina, and I had flown to LA, then flew to Orlando together, then fucking flew to New York. Couldn't wait to get in my bed after 2 weeks being gone to the ceiling on the bed. And I actually didn't really get too stressed out about it because I knew they were going to fix it. Now, this morning, we had a flash flood warnings and the remains
warning.
Of Hurricane Ida. There's a tornado in Jersey. The building called me at 7 o'clock in the morning and said, we just want to make sure you're okay. I said, oh, now? Because you know I'll be staying at the 60 Hotel again on y'all dime. Hell no, I'm not okay, bitch. But the ceiling ain't fall. So, fine. They really wanted to see how much more they were going to have to pay up. Because I sent that invoice. Bitch, when I tell you I put everything, I put the food. I put the clothes I had to get. Because even though I had clothes in my apartment, I didn't feel like wearing them because of the smell. So I went and shopped.
Understandable.
Right.
Fuck it. Yeah. Right. Don't give a damn.
Yeah, hold on, Brown. I do hope, and I know you guys are hearing this a little late, but I hope that everyone across kind of the whole East Coast, it literally hit from Louisiana. It affected people in Philly, up here in New York. So I assume the whole DMV also got hit a little bit. Jersey, I really just hope everybody was safe.
Eight people died. A two-year-old kid drowned.
A 70, 60-year-old. Like, there's a lot of people that were left without electricity. So really, hopefully now, once you're listening to this, you're in a space where it's a little better. Because, yeah, that shit was kind of crazy. Climate change
is fucking
us up.
Are we even still here? Because if not, fun party. Like, this is wild shit, my nigga. And you know what has made it even funnier? Today is one of the most beautiful days I've seen in a long
time. Oh, it's so nice outside.
Very Wolf
like
was
the
just
calm,
saying, he said it's like nothing ever happened last night.
Oh,
it's
no, the calm. I think that's the calm before the storm.
So what happens after the storm?
Nigga, a wonderful time.
There you go.
You know what?
It's beautiful.
My privilege, I felt so guilty because I didn't want to say it. Vinny and I were fucking looking at all the floods and shit this morning, and I was like, damn. But when I looked outside, I said, should we go to the pool?
No. Well, it's not even like it's hot outside, though, because it's in the 70s, but it's beautiful. Like, there's a breeze. It's not too hot. And that's the thing, too. This summer, we've been getting hit with fucking, like, sweltering fucking weather. Like, 97 degrees or 7. I don't even think we've really been in the 80s all summer.
Raining every weekend.
Raining every fucking day.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, it's been a hot girl summer wear. Not here. So, what do we call fall?
Fall.
Damn, there ain't like no
autumn.
Oh, wait, coffin season.
Coffin season.
Nigga, COVID. The way COVID.
Coffin, like Halloween?
No, it's cuffing season.
You were close.
No, coffin. I thought she said coffin like October.
Oh, God, no. Then I thought
you started coughing like sickness.
And see, this is why English is the hardest language to learn, because it just all sounds the fucking.
Do you know how I know it's hard? Because Cardi B said on Wild Side something about these hoes. And Jocelyn be saying that too, like, this bitches ain't shit. And I'm in Spanish, is this and these one word?
This and these?
No.
This. These. Like the different pronunciations for
I think there's just an accent.
Este. Como este. See, yeah, like these.
See, it's all esta, a different
este.
Word.
Este, yeah, it's like, you know, boy, girl.
Okay, so them bitches just ain't getting it together.
No.
But either way, English is hard as hell.
No, English is pretty ridiculous.
Also, with cuffing season, there's a whole schedule. I don't know if you knew this.
Oh, wait, okay. Cuffing season schedule? Yes. So scouting took place last month.
Yes.
As of right now, guys, we are in drafting mode.
Right.
So between September 1st through the 30th is drafting season. So this is where you start to really get the hoes in line on where they are in your roster. Are they going to be starters?
Right.
Are they going to come off the bench?
Right.
Then you have tryouts. This is where you just start fucking everybody who you drafted, because this is where you see whose dick is going to hold up to par. And at this point, just make
this
sure you
really keep... disappointing.
What? No? No? Is that not right? Tryouts is when
it's September.
Try
if I knew I was supposed to be scouting last month, I didn't know.
You didn't? Well, you could catch up. Like drafting, there's free agents now. People who scouted last month who don't really want the people.
Right.
Like you have some free agents out there.
Yeah, time.
So you can start drafting. You have plenty of time. So tryouts is between October 1st through 31st. Mm. Then you have preseason. This is where you start putting them to work.
Which how many dicks are you supposed to have by preseason?
Preseason, I would say
two at least.
At least two, but this is where you start seeing which guys are really putting in effort.
Right.
Which guys are getting you because this is November 1st through 30th. Mm. So this is where you see, have they got you flowers yet?
Right.
Have they taken you on dates? Mm. Are they paying for everything? Because you got to get ready to make sure this nigga is about to give you a gift on Christmas. You know what I mean? So preseason is November 1st through 30th.
I'm looking at the schedule.
And
this
then
is wild.
December 1st. This is the longest part of cuffing season.
Yeah.
December 1st through January 15th.
Oof.
But that's because you really are in heavy. Mm. If this nigga is here for Christmas and New Year's. Okay?
And Three Kings Day.
What the hell that?
It's for Latinos. It's okay.
What is Three Kings Day?
It's like...
Like for Latin Kings?
Yeah. Because we celebrate like the king, like the three kings. Who
it's like
came,
a gang
came,
thing?
No, it's... They came bearing... Not all Latinos are in gangs.
Oh, but I said Latin Kings. Latin Kings is a gang.
They came bearing with gifts with frankincense, myrrh, and gold, and Jesus. And
three
stuff.
Kings?
Yeah.
Damn, so everybody get three niggas?
No. I mean, you know what? Well, let's do it.
I can have three let's kings.
You can have three kings.
You know
three
what? Let kings. Me start marking Hispanic on mm-hmm. my motherfucker.
I thought that was like the holiday.
It is a holiday.
What is three kings?
Don't
Tres
tell me.
Kingos.
Reino.
Kingos.
Reina is Reina is queen.
Rey.
Rey.
Yeah.
Rey.
Rey.
Like Ray Romano?
Yeah, there you go. See?
Oh, Ray?
Like Sun
oh,
Ray.
That's not fun. Yeah. Okay. Then you have the playoffs.
Why didn't I say a ray of sunshine?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Ray Lewis.
But everyone loves Raymond. Close enough. Ray J? Sorry.
Wow. If you're...
All right. Then January 16th through February 13th is the playoffs. Again, hopefully you have narrowed it down to at least one man because the championship game takes place. You guessed it on Valentine's Day.
I don't
Day.
Care about anything but New Year's at this point.
Really?
Over the last few years, I've noticed Valentine's Day, I don't really give a fuck about because like, I've been single on Valentine's Day and I've had mad fun with homegirls. I've been on a Tinder date on Valentine's okay. Day. Like, and also, this is going to sound fucked up, but like when you got a good nigga, like Valentine's Day is nothing. I'm eating good. I'm getting good shit all the time. Facts. I don't give a fuck about it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I get good dick all the time. I get flowers. He don't cook, but we go out.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you eat it,
I don't know if we're going
to
do that now.
But like one specifically thing you have with to. New Year's,
yeah.
There is something. So when I was dating Old Bay in 2019,
ooh.
I was in Tulum. He went to Amsterdam for New Year's.
Mm.
And I remember like, I felt so alone. And we both the whole time were like, yo, like we should have made our plans together. Like this shit was fucking sad. Like, you know, you're at least coupled up with like a hoe for the night. Even like, it was just bad. And yeah, I maybe made out with that guy there, but still I would have rather it had been him.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
It was sick nipple fuck. I don't know if anybody remembers.
Yes.
I ran into him on the beach. In Tulum. Remember that?
Yes. Mm.
With my homegirls, just like, look at this little white man. Ugh. Anyway, long story short, when we did Colombia, that was fun. Like, I felt like, okay, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's prostitution, there's drugs and alcohol, and beach and bay. So I think New Year's is really where you got to get somebody. And after that, fuck them niggas. Christmas, sometimes you could be at the beginning of the dating stage, so you don't want to introduce them to people. Then you can save on the gift. Like, fuck that. Just New Year's. By the time Valentine's Day comes, not a big deal because you got Memorial Day weekend, right. You got All-Star weekend, you have a lot of hoe opportunities.
Mm.
And then March is spring break. Dip off, take a little trip. You'll be fine. New Year's is the big one.
I ain't gonna hold you. That's probably why I have been single on Valentine's Day, because the bitch definitely was. All-Star Weekend falls on Valentine's Day weekend. Yes, all the time.
Why do they do that?
You know?
Because all them niggas is hoes anyways. Like, yeah. They not finna be, you know, really with their wives and shit. They're all stars, and they're gonna go and have an all-star motherfucking time.
It's all-star gifts.
Do they bring their wives?
I mean,
one did, but she left the last day, so that's when I slid right in.
She already knew.
I ain't shit.
You slipped that out.
I am not shit.
You knew.
No, but that was before I became, you know,
loyal and
It's interesting though. Like, this falls, like, my birthday is coming up, so I'm like
trying
to make plans for my birthday, October 11th.
So she's a Libra. Help me out. There you go.
You know what I mean? The best sign. Even
were you really gonna know?
No, I didn't know.
No, I'm a Libra. And so it's weird because now this would be my second birthday we're kind of celebrating together. So
does this group match technically? I'm a Virgo, you're a Libra, and you're a Pisces.
We should have an astrologist come back.
Yes.
Because we had one come into our birth chart, but we should have them talk about like specific compatibility. Mm-hmm. And I've been wanting to do a horrible decisions episode with our teams. Damn, it sucks because Vinny is gone. But like, that would have been fun. Like, literally... Yeah. Eden, Vinny, a Dave, what people talking about behind the scenes stuff, us talking about shit. I think it'd be really fun.
Dave and I are Virgos, so, you know, we're cool.
I don't know shit about no Virgo.
I think Wax is a Virgo, too.
Maybe we could bring Benson in for a bit.
Woo!
That'd be fun.
Nice throwback.
Right?
Right.
Birthday. Last year, you were in a fucking hurricane.
Last year, I was in Mexico for a hurricane, and then we had our live show in Cancun. And yeah.
And then you got...
And then I came back and was... COVID positive for 6 weeks.
Damn.
Yeah.
6 weeks.
I literally was out for a month and a half, which is also
You don't
why...
remember when I had to find the Mexican COVID test because they were only giving COVID tests
yes,
at the time?
I remember this.
Isn't it the phases of COVID funny?
No, actually, no. Very funny.
I'm talking about of what is where your head was. You were wiping down a box first.
Right.
Then you wanted a vaccine bad. Then it came out too fast and you freaked out. Then... You're in the fucking part where you can't find a shot. You're waiting in line for fucking days. Now they're begging you to get the shot.
Now you got $100 for a shot here.
Damn,
now
I
you
get Shake Shack. For my $100. New York State? I'm about to go back. Them motherfuckers owe me $100.
How long ago did you go?
Yesterday.
Oh, no.
I'm sitting here with a hurt arm.
No, you'll get an email within a sentence.
Shit. Yeah. But they should have gave me my $100 right there.
Nah, it's like more like you got to sign up and type shit.
Nigga, they always want you to do.
They can't just hand me a $100 bill.
I wish.
Oh, they still
I wish it was that easy. But yeah, it is weird. We did go through a lot of different phases for COVID. I mean, there was also like the toilet paper phase. There was the 5G towers gave us COVID phase.
Dog, mind you, when I was living in Mexico, these are all the people that are like crypto investors and like super hippie. Everybody was talking about 5G, dog. And me and old baby used to just be sitting on the beach like, damn, for real? They gonna put the microchip in that bitch? Dog, this one hoe got me one time. I was high as fuck. And all I remember is she was saying, like, literally, I know logistically this couldn't be real, but she was fucking with me. I felt like I was on a game show. We're at this jungle party. And she was like, no, like, everything around you, you know how your phone picks up what you're saying and suddenly you see advertisements for it? That's what's happening with the chip. It's tracking our brain.
All right.
But mind you, I'm high. Fuck. I'm like, bitch, what you think they got? That you think they got us out here? Because we ain't even got signal. And she's like, it doesn't matter. It's satellite. Like, the bitch had an answer for everything. I still follow her. Her name is Salam.
Salam.
The bitch still lives there. And she works at a cafe called Kubrick. And it's in Centro and downtown Tulum. And you can tell her I was talking shit, too.
Let her know.
Huh?
I said, let her know.
Oh, every time people go to Tulum, I'd be like, yo, go see the blind girl and tell her to tell you about the satellite. Because the shit is so fucking funny.
She was blind?
Blonde.
Oh.
Which is probably why she has this idea.
Dude,
wow.
Her dog had a microchip. Does your cat have a microchip?
No.
Oh, that's right. You bought it from...
Does your dog have a microchip? I got my motherfucking cat for $20 from a crackhead. And the only thing I did was make sure his balls was cut so he couldn't spray in my house.
Oh.
But I ain't get no chip in him.
That
nigga don't go outside.
Spray.
Like, you put a chip in a cat who goes in and outside.
Well,
my cat don't go outside.
The guy told me when... Like, so she already came with the chip. And he was like...
What?
Yeah. Like, anybody that came in this... It's City Pups, like where I got her from. But the guy was like, this is not like find my iPhone, okay? If you lose your dog, I can't just track her. He's like, but if anything happens and they take her to a shelter, the microchip will come, you know, they'll see your info. So the girl was so into this satellite thought, she fucking took her dog's microchip out because they thought, dude.
All right.
No, she was fun. She was a little hula hooper too. And now she's a barista. So anyway.
Mm. I'm weak.
You wanted to talk about your zoo day.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, we talked a lot about cuffing season, but I mean, that's something new that I just did for the first time. I went to the zoo.
Oh, which one?
And it was so cute. I went to the Central Park Zoo.
Whoa.
I mean, they only got by five animals.
That's so cool.
So I was literally going up to the like little cage areas and I was like, they couldn't have gotten more because you literally got to catch them at the right time because like the bear was asleep. They had one bear. So, bitch, you couldn't see a bear. Okay.
Right.
And then the seals, they feed them. Mm. They had like three seals. Mm. They had one red panda. I was like,
panda is actually kind of rare.
The red panda is really cute.
Yeah, and very rare. Yeah.
Oh, is it rare?
Yeah.
But yeah, like they didn't have a lot of
animals. No, because the black and white ones, they got them in like excess.
The red panda, that's it. This is a red panda. Aww. And it was so cute. And it was just running. I was like, oh, it looks like it's running like Bodhi.
It looks like Nina.
Yeah, no. But the zoo was super, super cute. Y'all know I'm from Orlando. So I was just like running up to the seals like how I would at SeaWorld.
Did they have
like, ooh, I want to get up close. I want to take a picture of the seals. Ooh, look at the seal wave.
Were people protesting outside?
No.
Yeah, I was wondering about that for a second.
No, there was no protest. It was just really, really cute. I really enjoyed it. It was my first time on a date to the zoo. So I really liked
it. That's cute.
Yeah, it was super cute.
Did you get your picture taken or anything? Any souvenirs?
I mean, I took pictures with him. We was like looking cute.
It's so funny when you're like at a place like that in your city and you'd be saying shit like, no, we live here. We don't need it.
Well, I mean, I've been in New York like almost 9 years now and I didn't even know how to get to the motherfucking zoo. I knew there was one, but
isn't it in the Bronx?
I've only been to the Bronx Zoo. I didn't even know where the fuck.
Where's the other one?
Central Park.
Central Park.
Oh, Central Park Zoo.
I went to the Central Park Zoo. And it was just really cute. So I enjoyed myself. I think that this last year and a half has been very interesting because you've definitely been put outside of yourself in terms of where you can go on dates.
Right.
And even right now in New York, you're not getting inside nowhere without a vaccination card. So if you date
can't eat outside though.
Yeah, but I'm talking about indoor things or things like that.
Once it starts getting cold,
you're fucked. And what if you date an anti-vaxxer? What if you date someone who doesn't want to get the vaccine?
Right.
Like now, even where you guys have to compromise in terms of dates is going to be interesting, especially when it gets cold.
What if you meet Salam? Because I'm going to tell you what Salam will tell you. My body, my choice. If I can have an abortion, I should have the right not to get the vaccine because I know there's a microchip.
Well, speaking of, that's what I actually wanted to bring up today for our vanilla shit. Mm-hmm. If you guys have been following this show, Weezy and I have both shared our experiences with abortions. We've had people on who worked at Planned Parenthood.
And apparently too many abortion jokes.
A lot of abortion jokes because I'm all here for the vacuum. But what's crazy is Roe
versus... What's it look like?
What? What's what look like?
What does what look like? The abortion vacuum?
Yep. Yeah. Can we not Google the abortion vacuum?
Why not?
Sure, I'm right here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
I mean, I think it looks like a little tool. I don't think it really looked like a vacuum.
What is it?
See, it looks like a syringe. It's a syringe and it sucks the baby out.
Oh, it's like a turkey baster.
It's like a turkey baster. So it just go right in there and suck the little dot out.
Manual vacuum aspiration.
Sorry, you said turkey baster.
It does look like a turkey baster.
It does.
And even the way they put it in.
Yeah, because they definitely do the speculum to open up your coochie.
Yeah, I didn't hear it, but oh Wolf is in the back like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I feel it.
But I wanted to talk about this. If you guys are patrons, we briefly talked about the whistleblowers in Texas.
When you look at the picture, it do make me feel a little guilty. Not Republican guilty, but damn.
Is it really guilt?
I don't feel guilty.
Because see, when they show the fetus pictures, if the baby ain't, don't, it's not a cute looking
baby. This doesn't look big enough for like a baby. So
no,
I feel like
this one makes me feel bad.
No, but look at this one. This one is probably the one they used on me because mine was just
you're
a dot.
This one, right?
So they just pulled
why
the dot.
Why you said on me like they had specific pussy?
Yeah, no, because this ain't gonna fit a baby. You can't suck a baby
so
out.
This is a
that.
First trimester one that you're looking at now.
Right? Oh, there's different sizes.
I guess there's different sizes.
First trimester. There's a second trimester one too?
I'm not going to Google that.
Okay, yeah, don't pull that
up. Oh my God. No, this one right here where you see it in there and it looks like it's coming out of the tube, that makes me feel a little bad.
If,
but again,
if you guys are listening to us in audio, definitely just go on your phone and Google abortion vacuum aspiration. That's what we're looking at. And you can see the pictures that we are viewing as well. But I wanted to get into this because while I brought it up on our vanilla shit on our during our last town hall. Oh, I'm sorry. I was actually discussing the whistleblowers. So as of right now, there's currently a group in Texas that is paying people to whistleblow and tell on people who either accompany you to an abortion or tell on you if you are getting an abortion. And what's crazy is Texas now has a 6-week abortion ban that takes effect after the Supreme Court inaction. So the Supreme Court did go ahead and overrule Roe versus Wade in this decision in Texas. So it is now illegal for you to get an abortion after 6 weeks. And what's crazy is they are now fining people up to $10,000. So even if you're an Uber driver,
right,
and you take someone on their way to get an abortion, you can be told on and be fined $10,000 for this, which is crazy because now at this point, y'all are motherfucking hurting or fining and punishing women for the choices in their own body more than fucking rapists. More than the people who administer fucking harm onto women. And I'm fucking disgusted. And of course, because the internet is so amazing, I wanted to share this. Abortion help. You can go to needabortion.org, plancpills.org, or aidaccess.org. Plan C pills are actually abortion pills that can be mailed to you, sent to you in the mail.
Okay, now they needed to have that a long time ago.
No shit. But it's
really, it should be like Roman or something.
It's one of the things. So it's a safe at home abortion, and Plan C provides up to date information on how people in the U.S. are accessing abortion pills online.
Yeah.
So if you are in Texas and you fear for whatever reason, or you know you're in a situation where you want to have an abortion, and there's multiple reasons. I mean, shit, you want to go back and forth as to different reasons as to why women may want abortions. There's a lot of men listening, a lot of women listening. And if you are pro-life, we can literally go down back and forth like a game and say all of the reasons as to why a woman may want an abortion.
So many arguments in the street, bro. Oh God. When I lived with Enoch, I remember I was driving my car passing the Amway Arena. We lived in downtown Orlando and there was a huge anti-abortion rally downtown. And I called him and I said, "Have you seen this? Can you see this from outside?" He was like, "Yeah." He was like, "I don't want you to get in trouble," because I wasn't in and out of jail at that time. Go upstairs. I said, "I'm just going to take the dog on a walk." He's like, "No, Gila, please don't go. No, 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 no." Bitch, I went down there, fucked them all up. First of all, everybody with their foster care bullshit, do you know the amount of child abuse in foster care? The amount of children that end up in the system that don't have access to, one, a better education, healthcare, any of that shit. The mistreatment in foster care is wild. I don't know if anyone is willing to talk about their experience who's been in and out of foster care, but I've never heard this amazing fucking tale ever for somebody who was adopted.
There's
always some fucking pain and strife with that shit.
I also want to add that there are so many medical ailments, one in which being, epilepsy. So when you are epileptic, which is where you just get random seizures, depending on the medication you are on, it actually can have effect on either the baby while you're pregnant or you are a high risk pregnancy, which means you can actually die in giving birth. Wow. And I have a family member who's epileptic and the conversation, like literally, they pretty much told her not to get attached to the baby until 17 weeks.
Wow.
To be sure that it was even forming correctly in her because of the medication that she was on.
Wow.
And also the idea that you could literally have a seizure while giving birth. You can die giving birth if you're epileptic. I was also just reading all of these abortion stories. If you're on Twitter, I dive into all of the Twitter threads. And so many women were sharing the fact that they had been raped and the cause of trauma that they had. And again, trigger warning. But there are women. I mean, shit, I was pregnant at 16. Do you think I'd probably motherfucking be here today in this space and accomplish what I've done? Maybe so. A lot of women do accomplish things with children. But I had my abortion at 16 years old. I was fucking going into the 11th grade. And I can't honestly say where the fuck I would be right now. Right. If I would have, you know, decided to keep the baby.
Right.
And so this is unfortunate, especially because, again, if you guys were on our town hall, there's actually medical studies showing that you're not actually 9 months pregnant. You're actually 10 months pregnant. There's a certain amount of weeks in which that you're really pregnant. So a lot of times when you go in to your pregnancy, they don't even really know the exact date. And a lot of times they add 2 weeks anyways. Like, I told this on Patreon. They told me I was 6 weeks. And I was like, no, bitch. I'm 4 weeks. It was 4th of July. I know when the nigga did it. And I knew exactly. And they just kept trying to tell me I was 6 weeks pregnant. So it's really interesting that this is now banning a law at 6 weeks for you to be.
Do you know why there is that padding for the 2 weeks?
Let me look it up.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Yes.
That's weird.
A whole 2 week padding. Does it really benefit anybody outside of like, maybe getting that person excited for the fact
that that's the thing, too. I know that they, a lot of hospitals also just like to induce. They like to put your pregnancy on a schedule. So they will let you know when your due date is. Because a lot of times they have to schedule that shit. They have to make sure a doctor is going to be available.
Right.
Like, a lot of that actually has, it's our fucking
healthcare system. Plus, a lot of people get like pregnant for like more than 9 months, too, right? Or am I bugging for saying that?
No, that's what I'm saying. So it says that there are about 40 weeks in a full-term pregnancy. If you assume that a month is exactly 4 weeks long, that makes 10 months of pregnancy. The problem with this calculation is that it assumes that each month lasts 28 days. We know that only fucking February is 28 days. So you actually have months with 30 and 31 days.
So they're adding it on the back end.
Yes.
In reality, but when you're going in there, they say 6.
Yes, because of the different. Yeah, exactly. So that's actually what it is. So that's why. This is just hurtful. Again, we've been advocates here on not only sexual liberation, but being pro-choice. And the idea that they're really kind of like, this is a Supreme Court ruling in Texas. And it's scary because that means that a lot of other states, specifically red states, can fall in line with this. And it's kind of unfortunate.
They shut it down today, I believe.
No,
right?
No, I don't. Not that I saw.
So the last Google search I did from ABC 10, apparently the update is that the Supreme Court voted 5-4 to deny an emergency.
So they denied it.
Yeah.
But still, Texas has been going crazy. So the Texas abortion ban, but the Supreme Court is a different thing, and they just found out
two hours ago. Supreme Court refuses. Yeah. To block Texas abortion law. So they're keeping it.
Yeah, they're keeping
it. I thought, no, the Supreme Court went against Roe versus Wade and refuses to block this.
They're denying abortion law. No,
they're denying refusing this law. So they're going to allow Texas to move forward with this abortion law.
Dude, is it Jesus freaks? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's fucking sickening.
And by that, I mean disrespect.
Yeah.
I for one, I produce a Bible podcast. Everyone knows I love Brianda, and I think that's the most religious person in my life. But golly, I don't even hear her talk about this fucking bullshit. It's ridiculous to me because it's this weird moral high ground. You know what I mean?
Right.
That people suddenly take when it comes to abortions, especially men, which cracks me up the most.
Abortion, religion, and that's why y'all know how I think.
Niggas ain't shit. I'm getting a shit tatty. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all already know how I feel about people that like religion. Because you know the one thing they really not going to talk about? How nobody in the Bible was white. But we going to keep on going with dead.
Ibrahim don't
sound wasn't even really white in real life. But let's get into our hors d'oeuvre. Our hors d'oeuvre this week is a tip that I found. And it's actually one that I've been recently doing. And I find it to be really exciting. But it's actually, and this is for those of you who have a partner, it's a way to not only get them to open up to you, but for you to feel more comfortable with talking to your partner. So this hors d'oeuvre this week is to brainstorm a list of fantasies. As I was even going through the home mail, there's so many people that write in home mail and they're like, but I already know my partner's not going to be down for it. Or I already know how my partner's going to respond. Or I already know my partner's XYZ. And brainstorming a list of fantasies will ironically not only open communication with you and your partner, but it'll get you to really think outside the box and really see how far your partner's mind goes. So it says, create a bucket list of no stress, exciting ideas to try together. If you come up with something that both parties aren't into, put it on a maybe list and revisit it later. Not only is making a list together fun, simply talking about desires can keep things hot. Communication allows you to fantasize consensually so that you can focus on pleasure in the bedroom with no hesitation.
I'm trying to think. Recently, I feel like Olbe and I have done so much. So it's like, Pagan's out, and we fucking did everything else. But, you know, with the new person I'm sleeping with, I recently discussed he's semi-conservative, which I maybe enjoy because I'm not. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think sometimes that can be fun when you're with someone who's the total opposite of you. And I had a phone call with a friend of mine on FaceTime, and he called me while I was in a club or something. And I don't know what it was about this particular girl, but he like enjoyed her flirting with me, and I was watching it slowly happen. You know what I mean? And then the next thing, I'm on a flight back to New York, literally getting on the plane, and he's like, get off, yo. Like, he's like, I can't stop thinking about you and fucking you with her or like fucking anybody. He's like, that just like drove me insane. Dog, we're like taking off. I'm taxiing and we're like sexting like crazy. And literally our entire conversation since then, like when we're sexting and we're deep in it, it's like all about how it would happen. And just like, it sounds silly as somebody that was in a throuple and that's had mad threesomes, but it is really exciting to experience something new with someone new. Mm. For example, it's not new to me, but it's new to you, so I'm enjoying it. And I think that a lot of people sometimes may put somebody down that hasn't done something, or even he maybe didn't want to get excited with me about talking about threesomes because he knows I've been on my shit. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He knows Weezy, he knows what I've done, he's heard the stories. So I was even a little bit surprised that he was cool with like kind of just mentioning little things, because I think most times we're very into trying to impress that partner by showing them how much we've done, because we don't want them to feel like we're not as experienced. You know, like if you meet somebody in the future and they know how many times you've been to sex clubs or done things, the first thing they may say is like, oh yeah, I've heard of it. Like, or they'll want to tell you what they know. That's just a natural thing. So you don't feel like someone who's completely out of the loop. But it has been super fun. And I think it's great that he's kind of let me lead or walk him through it. I don't know if it's going to happen, but he's fine. So probably.
If you're vanilla and you're dating someone, I think a nice way to easier way into the fantasies, if you don't, you know, if you're not fully comfortable going there just yet, is talking about things that you've never done and then starting doing first with them that aren't in the bedroom. So say your partner has never been to a sip and paint. Say, I want to experience that with you first. So you can even start by talking about things you've never done. I've never been to the Empire State Building. Let's be tourists one day and just go. So I think building things to do as a first outside the bedroom, I think would be a fun thing to do before starting digging into your kinky sexual fantasies in
really
the bedroom.
Really nice, actually.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like creating first with a partner, regardless whether it's in the bedroom or not, literally creates like this special bond with that person.
And you have to let go of, because some women will say things like, well, who'd you do this with before? It don't fucking matter. God.
Do you get that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I've heard men do that to me. Women have done that to me. It's annoying, bro.
It ruins it. It ruins it for me personally.
I'm not thinking about that person at all.
I'm curious, like, at what point can you actually tell, let's say for me, how if I were to have a partner,
right,
when would I be able to kind of ease in the idea of a fantasy I have?
Honestly, literally, it could be the second time y'all had sex. It could be 2 years later. I think that that's something where, and the way that I've been doing it is just laying in the bed. I have these galaxy lights now. So depending if I'm on shrooms or not, we really be in the galaxy.
I have to find out what I got.
I really don't know who I am anymore. I literally just be doing the fucking chocolate shrooms. My homegirls brought it from LA and now.
Bro, I heard those are some fire ass.
Yeah, but these galaxy lights, when you do it, you literally just lay there and we'll look at the ceiling. And it's kind of like we're outside looking at the stars. And I think that's one of the... This is literally what I have in my room. And so literally just looking up at the ceiling and looking at the galaxy lights, you could literally just start brainstorming there. Mm. You're not applying pressure. It's a good conversation. And you're not in the act of sex. You're just laying there talking.
Right.
So to me, that's something to where, you know, and you can gauge it.
It's different with everybody. Like,
it is.
I remember with Scissors, and no shade to her, but she is very shy. As nasty as she can be, I felt like she was so shy in person.
Those would be the nastiest ones.
Like, right? And she'd be like, oh, I don't know. But in texting and shit,
yeah,
it was easier to get it out of her. And some people, it's a little more premeditated, so you can think out your answer, so it could help. The only thing with texting that like drives me insane is I gotta wait for your response.
Yeah.
So when, because just imagine me telling somebody.
Also, if you say something crazy, you can just put an LOL at the end. And then if you
don't, you dare give a reaction and not no words.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. No, you could just do an LOL to kind of test the waters and see what their motherfucking response might be. I don't know. I did also want to lead this into our horrible decision this week. Again, if you guys are new listeners and haven't been able to go all the way back, we used to do a kink of the week segment. And we like to talk about different kinks here. And I found this article on desert.co.za. I assume, is that what? New Zealand or something? If it's .za, that means it's in another country, right?
It's from...
.za.
Dutch.
Okay.
There you go.
So this is from a Dutch website, but they went into 8 unusual sexual kinks that are fun to try together. So if you're talking about, again, your fantasies, here's 8 kinks that maybe you and your partner can try together. Weezy, let me know if you've done them before, or let me know if you think this might be something that you would try if you're vanilla, long-term, short-term. Let me know when you should introduce this. This first one is called splashing or wham. Do you know what splashing or wham is?
Food.
Close. Yeah, I guess it involves it a little bit.
Smashing food?
Splashing. Wham actually means wet and messy.
Ooh.
So these sexual kinks are known as wet and messy fetishes because they involve often food, and things generally get extremely messy during the act. People like to cover themselves in food, eat food off of each other, and even own special tanks that they can do this in.
Yikes.
A surprisingly large amount of people are into splashing. Thanks to the high rates of cittophiles in
the
world.
Is it 2 O's or 1 O?
Splashing is 1 O.
1 O.
Food has always been a sensual thing, and people that find food sexy like to involve it more in their sexual plays. You don't have to be extreme about it, but dabbling might teach you something. And then they give examples. So something like edible body paint is a nice entry-level step. Whipped cream bikinis is also very popular. And investigating sexual kinks a little bit more with dessert spreads. This doesn't have to do with food. But wet and messy to me reminds me of something that I like is literally, I say, make a mess on me. And I just like him to literally just nut on me. Like, so shoot his cum, whether it lands on my face, on my tits, on my stomach, and then we go back into the next round. Right. So now it's messy because the nut is on him, it's on my sheet.
Well, assuming that not everybody can get it up next, like, right after.
Then just lay on her.
I would say a good way to do like just wet lay and messy on
her
shit.
With the nut. If the nut is all over her body, you can make it wet and messy by just laying on top of her.
And then it's kind of like...
Oh yeah, and then it's sticky, so then y'all shower together.
But in the act, wet and messy, I think a good like way to do that is... So recently, like I was super high. When I'm really high and I suck dick, I can't... Like my mouth is...
Dry.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So... I have water and I'll just put it in my mouth, switch it around, and then just makes my mouth wetter and the dick wetter. But then I was like, what if it was a lot? So sometimes I'll fill my mouth with the water and then it's just getting like spitty and messy and wetter, and it's really fun. Like shit like that. I think another thing, especially.
That's funny. I do that. Well, when we, between rounds, we'll like be thirsty, of course, because we just worked out, and he'll put it in his mouth. And instead of giving me the water bottle, he'll feed me the water from his mouth.
Ew.
It's so filthy and nasty.
Bird feeding?
I love
What's it. Called?
Is that bird feeding?
It is kind of bird feeding.
Something like that. I love it. By then, it's room temperature, clearly.
But God.
I'm just saying, it ain't that cold by the time it go from his
Does
mouth
to mine. Does he switch it in his mouth and then pass it on?
No, he'll just drink a little bit of it, and then whatever's left, he'll dump it in my
Why
mouth.
Why is his mouth so hot?
Cause we just been fucking, and he's a human being. That's our body temperature, like what, like 97.1
0.1
Wow,
a bitch been having to get her temperature taken.
I was like, clearly you just got your shit taken.
We are hot. We are hot bitches. But did you have anything else to add to that? Maybe for someone who's vanilla.
I would say with with anyone who's having sex with someone with a penis. For women or like lesbian fantasies too. Like, I think the messiest thing that I really was able to do, like, I like pussy all over me. So, like, if someone's, if you're eating someone out and you're laying down, right, and they're, like, riding your face, like, they can drag it, like, and leave a little snail trail. Like, that's fun, too. I mean, you can do that on anybody.
Have y'all ever fucked food? I just learned what acidophile was.
She fucked a cucumber.
Oh, oh okay.
I guess that
like,
is food fucking, huh?
Yeah, that's food fucking.
I didn't think
fucking.
About that.
Well, I guess the cucumber fucked her.
I didn't think about that.
Technically, the cucumber.
No, I had to hold it. It didn't walk over
but
to
it
me.
But it penetrated you. It fucked you.
I fucked myself with a cucumber.
Right. So okay. That's technically, like, all right. All right.
Acidophile is a person who likes to fuck foods and find. Oh well, no.
Oh.
Finds food arousing. Never mind.
So that's what acidophile is.
Well, it's not as bad as what was it? The Russian guy that is attracted to the ashtray. You weren't here for that. It was great.
The next one is basic, so I'm not going to spend too much time on it. It is catoptronophilia, which is actually.
That shit?
I killed it,
you
right?
Killed that shit, yeah.
I mean, I was looking at this article for a minute. So that's actually just the idea of having sex with your significant other in front of a mirror.
I feel like we just talked about that with Good Mom's Bad Choice.
Yeah, that one is pretty interesting. Mm. The other one is pygophilia. One of the most sexualized areas of the human body is the rear end or buttocks. Yes. We also talked about that in depth with Vinny. But a pygophiliac is someone who is aroused by seeing and touching a person's derriere. These sexual kinks are especially prevalent in men, with women's behinds being the main attraction.
We love
now, y'all Colette know I'm motherfucking Pan the Stallion. I love massaging a butt.
I love ass.
Women, men, it don't matter. If I'm fucking you 9 times out of 10, I'm going to say you want a massage, and it's just so that I can massage your ass.
Oh.
I love spreading an ass cheek apart.
I think I just love it. Genuinely can get off from just this.
I love it.
When I was fucking Colette, she had this dom and she would go over there just to get spankings and he remained fully dressed. And then when her and I had our threesome with, what did I call him? He was just like a really rich, hot white guy in the West Village.
Nice.
But anyway, when we would go over there, he would do a lot of that, like spanking, slapping, like super dom shit. He had like toys, like contraptions, and that was the first time where I was like, oh, like you really need nothing else. Like, it's just something about, it's almost because some of them know that you want to get fucked real bad because you're so horny and they won't give it to you. Like, it's almost like they get off on withholding it.
I love slapping ass, massaging ass, sticking ass, licking ass, all everything to do with ass. Like, I just really, and to find a man with a nice ass, oh, give it to me. I think that's also, I like women with really nice asses too. Especially when they have the little cuff booties. I love a little cuff on a booty.
Yes.
Oh my God.
A cuff it's like, booty.
I love,
my God. A cuff booty, Lord.
I do. I love a little cuff on a booty, bitch. All right. The next one is an auditory fetish. Perhaps the most popular auditory fetish includes the use of swear words during sex.
Okay. That's
now, this
basic.
Is real vanilla. People that enjoy talking dirty in the bedroom may actually find specific words very erotic.
Did they list them out?
They did not, so I wanted to know if you would. But if you find yourself
daddy,
getting excited.
Slut, whore, bitch, fuck me, pussy, let me, harder, faster, deeper.
Come.
Just like naming stuff.
Yeah. Make a mess. Nut. Give me that nut.
Oh my God.
I don't know how I'd react to give me that nut.
Bro, stop it. We talked about this. Y'all gotta say nut. Come on, bro.
I would start laughing if someone told me.
You want me nut on you? What?
Oh my God. That's so sexy. Eden. Oh, don't turn me on.
You're welcome.
Oh.
I'm just.
Yes, nut on me, baby. Oh. What?
Is that a bad visual?
Okay, well, can you not laugh too? Nutting is good. Like, I like peanut butter.
Wait, you're
me. I drink oat milk, almond nut.
They call it nut bush.
Listen, give me that nut, baby.
Hold on, wait. Can I just ask, does your man tell you he's about to nut?
He's a little bit more silent. I have to, like, really ask him to, like, as I know he's about to come, I'd be like, can you moan? I love when you moan. I just be telling him, like, I want to hear you. Can I hear you? Like, I want to hear you.
Oh, he does. He's pretty quiet. What word does he say?
I'm about to bust.
I think it's bust.
But which one's my LA name?
But see, now it's different because now instead of like really asking for the nut, I'll ask to make a mess on me. Okay. That's my instructions
that's like
on where
cue.
I want him to come.
Yes.
So that's like.
Do I say mess?
Make a mess.
I think
me.
I say. Like, I'll use the word cover. Like, I want you to cover.
I'll be like, can you make a mess? Yeah. Make a mess.
I'm ready to go.
I'm sorry. Okay, next one. We have three more. Trichophilia. If you are a trichophiliac, then you love human hair. The way it smells, feels, Everything about hair gets you going. And there might be a very good reason for this from science. All right, now. Human pheromones, the chemical arousal stimulators that people produce in their skin, are especially prominent in the head area. So if you love your significant other's hair, you might want to try including it more overtly in foreplay. Now, clearly, I would say this is more of a white person shit, because technically when I get my lace wigs or I have my hair really done, it's literally like a don't touch thing.
Even when my hair is out, like my natural hair, I don't want
I'm not it. Really into the touching of my hair.
Like, oh, touching hair? I thought it said nut in hair.
Oh, I didn't say nut in hair.
I love my fucking hair.
It says wet hair can be very erotic.
Or a
scalp massage. Do you like a scalp massage?
I love all of it. I'm obsessed with that.
So maybe you're
trying. I love a scalp massage so much. This sounds ridiculous, but so I probably give maybe a few days between braiding. I will go get a massage just so I can have a scalp massage with my braids out of my head.
Well, I mean, braids be hurting the scalp.
Like, but no,
so
it's a thing.
Scalp massage,
and then even with my braids, because I mean, I get knotless, so it doesn't hurt anymore. But I love it. I love it. Old Bay likes to rub ears. I'd be like, get in my hair. Like, I don't give a fuck. And I tell all my niggas, all my hoes,
to just.
And when I'm saying this, I don't mean currently. I mean like over the years. Not one person in my life doesn't know that I need that to sleep.
I think a scalp massage is how I usually initiate in the bedroom.
Yeah, it's weird now.
That's how you initiate in the bedroom?
See, to me, I'd be like, don't
do when they want me to stop talking.
Oh, yeah. Well, that too, yeah.
100%. Like, there's literally a specific
moment.
And now I mean,
and I'm bald-headed now. So I just be like, can you not touch my hair?
Why?
Because I already got to lay it down with a do-rag. So like, when he want to play in my hair, it like literally, it sticks up, it frizzes. And now I'm like, nigga, now I got to go grab my Nairobi and my do-rag.
I love it. It's so sensitive.
I mean, now I got to lay my shit down.
There's a way to do it still. You could still do kind of pats.
Yeah, like I know I'm half white, but my shit does not be laying. I be having to lay my shit down. And it just annoys me because, no, don't mess it up. Especially in between washes. Shit. The next one, y'all, is.
Come on.
I'm trying to. I feel like the K is silent, like Nick's. Nismalagnia.
Yeah, I think Nismalagnia is good.
So Nismalagnia is actually the tickling fetish.
Don't do that to me. Yeah.
I ain't gonna
fucking
hold you.
Fart.
I will. Oh, you. Wait, you what?
I will fucking fart.
You fart from being tickled?
It gets so anxious and I start to.
So I ain't gonna hold you. If you motherfucking tickle me, I'm punching the dog shit out your
ass.
Yeah,
I think tickling.
Like, it hurts. Tickling hurts.
Oh, it hurts you.
Tickling.
You're one of those.
Because, and I'm like claustrophobic, so then I feel like I have paralysis and I can't move. So I just be like, ah! But then I just go to fight. I just gotta fight a motherfucker. Don't motherfucking tickle me. But if you like tickling, this is a thing.
No shaming. We never did Tickled on Patreon, but you need to watch that movie, Mandy. It was literally.
Tickling is probably one of those.
About how they like use these young boys.
See what I mean?
He would basically like, if anyone, and I know we talked about this a few months ago, we were supposed to do a Patreon cinema on it, but we didn't. But this fucking shit was so crazy. Tickled is it's like a Sundance type film of this guy who is like hiring guys on Craigslist for $100 to get tickled on camera.
Bruh.
And he would like use it to weaponize them when they were like at work, like older, like later in life. Like, yo, it was crazy. But
wow, that's kind of fucked up.
Oh man, it's a really good doc. But the tickling community is a whole thing. There's a guy I went on a date with, and I remember like he was already turning me off. And like he thought he was saying something funny to me when he dropped me off and like tried to tickle me. And I literally almost punched him
See?
In the nose.
Yeah, don't tickle me.
There's some, like, just don't put your hands on me,
period.
Please.
I don't like tickling. Like, even when I get massages, like, or when the bitches is doing my feet at the salon, I be like, all right, I need you to be a little rougher down there because it tickle, and now you about to mess up my gel polish.
A certain anxiety comes upon me.
Yeah,
someone says, are you ticklish? I'm like, I'm not, but don't.
I be lying now. I be like, hell no, I'm a motherfucking G. You can't tickle me. And then they go to tickle. And then I like, like I be drooling. A bitch be like,
I hate that feeling.
I fucking hate
tickle. Like, it's not fun for you.
No, it's not fun for me. It's not fun. Don't fucking tickle me. And I just fucking went too hard with that. Now, my arm is like, arm hurt. All right. Last two. Mask fetish. Now, I actually spoke about this. Now, wearing a mask is, of course, a part of BDSM and playing with your sensory. This was actually, masks ain't for me. The one time I did agree to be blindfolded, the nigga stealthed me and removed his condom.
Let's go back.
That's so disgusting.
He what?
He stealthed.
Stealth.
Wow.
So literally, when we were done, like when he came, he literally went to take off my mask. But before he took off my mask, he said, don't be mad at me. And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, it felt so good. And he let me know that he took off the condom while I was wearing a blindfold.
And so from there,
I will never probably wear a blindfold. However, if you are with a partner who you do trust, couples that enjoy mask fetishes tend to do it because they like the idea of anonymous sex. Mm. These individuals may have a range of sexual kinks that span from swinging to swapping. But you could try out a mask fetish and explore the realm of the anonymous in a perfectly monogamous environment with your significant other.
COVID-19.
Individuals that have a thing for masks are also usually into bondage and BDSM play. So again, if you see that your partner is actually into using masks, this could be a gateway into other things, such as maybe a ball gag, such as restraints and other things that can be used in the bedroom. The last one, guys, and here we go. BDSM suspension. Now, this one I don't think can be at all for a beginner because you have to, it's either going to really cost you a lot or you may have to actually go to a dungeon, which is where I experienced this for the first time. But BDSM suspension, sexual kinks, the submissive in the dynamic is suspended somehow. So either over the bed, hung from a piece of furniture or a doorway. I was hung from the ceiling. In a dungeon, and it was really interesting.
You did the suspension thing. That's fun.
I did this actually in Orlando at Secrets. So at Secrets, there's a dungeon.
Is that a resort?
Girl, yes, it's a swingers resort in Orlando. It's really kissing me, but I went there.
What does that mean? That it's kissing me?
Kissing me ain't really Orlando. It's close to it's Disney. Where, it's
Kissimmee is the city that they made for Disney.
But I went to Secrets with my homegirls, and they had a dungeon in there. And in this dungeon, everyone had to remove their shoes. But it was really, really dope. Like,
why? Are the floors padded?
Just because there's toys in there. I
remember in hedonism, we had to take our shoes off.
You had to take your shoes off. And so you put them in the locker. And there was the guy that suspended me was called Scarecrow, I believe. And he was super into bonding. So he actually suspended me. He put me into bondage.
Oh, like Dash does that.
Yes, but literally had me up in the air and twirling. And it was like the stretch that I got. And I also did it and had a couple come around and the woman flogged me and the guy did electrocuting me to me. Like, it was intense. It was in a dungeon and I was like, do it to me. Give it to me.
In Orlando?
In Orlando, bitch. I'm not going to lie. If anyone has been to Secrets or if you're in Orlando and like, oh my God, where do I go for a sex club? It was really white. But apparently they have black nights, but we went, it's like a timeshare. So you can
James
actually run
came
around
on here and talked about the woods or something in Orlando. That was a sex club.
Oh,
and
I
where
don't know
he saw
it.
A lot of shit going on in there. I mean, we actually, I know we're probably too late for it, but we do need a sex club episode. So of different cities and sex parties. So if you guys have one, like we should.
Well, we know the couple,
but like the major cities, Athens, like the Atlanta.
Her name was Athens. They came up with us on the Houston stage. So we know a Houston swingers group. Mm. We know a ton here in New York. You know what? Let's do that. If you are the owner or a promoter of a sex club party, also because each one I've gone to now is so different, mm-hmm. I would love to see how it differs across.
We should try to make the best list that we can.
I would love to do that for you guys because a lot of y'all literally will be in fucking Tennessee and be like, hey, do you know the sex club here
bro,
in Tennessee?
I am so bro, tired of this one email. I just gotta say this. Do not write me. I cannot tell you how annoying it is. Please, like seriously. And I rarely ask people not to, but this is dumb. People will write me and say, hey, Weezy, I want to have a threesome tonight. Do you know anybody?
Interesting.
Oh, what?
There's Reddits for that, just saying.
What the fuck
Wait,
do you
what?
Think I'm gonna do? You think I'm about to look through my shit
and pass off one of your hoes? Maybe. Yeah. Sharing is caring.
No, yeah. I'm not. If I was going to do that, it would be with someone I know. You think I'm going to send them to some random bitch on the internet with all the human trafficking and all the sex trafficking and all this fucking bullshit? Let's be real.
Oh, wait. Men that hit you and ask you?
Women and men.
But it could be a fake page.
No, but women have been doing it. And I'm sorry. Like, no.
I told y'all, just fuck your friends.
Fucking do some work, my nigga. Like, stop.
Just fuck your homegirl.
Dude, I had a couple write me. Oh, wait, I got to read you this. This is so funny.
That's probably one of the safest ways. No,
and I'm not going to lie.
I think so.
It was a respectful like DM, but it was funny.
Here we go.
Good morning, Weezy.
Actually.
Wifey and I are huge fans of the show.
Of
hopefully we can bump into you in the city and take you home with us. Enjoy your day.
Oh, shit. Okay, never mind. Not the homie.
They made it nice.
I mean, that's a nice gesture.
You know.
Were they a good-looking couple?
I can't really see the picture. They both have masks on in their picture. But, hey, they're black. That's very sweet of you. Although there is no question, we do have a thank you message from someone that came in. And it says, this is just an email to say thank you. I'm in a group chat with six girlfriends from college and, of course, discuss different topics. And it always makes me realize how close-minded and hypocritical these hoes are and how the rest of the world can be. I've always been open-minded and accepting, but I'd be lying if I said your show didn't take it to a different level. I've been dealing with a guy for the last 6 months who had previously tested the waters with a man and just so happened to ask in conversation. I just so happened to ask him. And he was honest. Truthfully speaking, pre-horrible decisions, me, would have probably stopped talking to him, even though I really like him. On some nothing against him and his sexuality, but he can't be my nigga every time. But post-WD me and all 233 episodes just feels like, why? He tried it and he didn't like it. That doesn't mean he's gay. It probably makes him even more secure in his sexuality because he knows for sure it's not him.
Yeah.
Anyway, this man is amazing, treats me better than anyone I've ever dated, and better than them group chat bitches have ever been treated. And it's just crazy to think I could have missed out on this amazingness for something like that. So thank you for having on the guests that you've had and the conversations you've had around this and more. I love you and I can't wait for the live show to get back popping. Thanks for being my real friends because fuck them hoes. Never stop. Signed, a happy hoe.
I really will say
that's a really good homie.
In a response to that, I think that, believe it or not, your friends will keep you from finding happiness. I think your friends are a lot of the most judgmental. And honestly, a lot of them are envious if you find someone that treats you better than maybe how they've been treated. I do also think that...
Do you think you've experienced that?
From friends, I've definitely seen it on the outside looking in. Mm. Like friends just, you know... And I don't want to get too particular because I know they listen to this show. But I introduced my homegirl to a guy who's treating her really, 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 really well. And the friends that surround her were pretty much actually admitted to being jealous because they said, damn, no one's ever done that for me. Or they've tried to like kind of, they don't even want to be around him because they're like, well, why can't I find a guy like this?
What?
Girl. This has been an actual thing that has happened to me. My homegirl have talked about it. And I was
are they saying it like...
Like, those are girls you probably shouldn't be around because they probably don't want the best for you.
But is it like, because there's I really believe this, like an innocent type of jealousy.
I don't believe in innocent jealousy.
I do. For example, if you told me that this weekend you went to the beach and had an amazing trip, I'd be like, damn, bitch, for real? Oh, I was stuck at home. I don't want you to have a bad time. Like, oh my God, whatever. Or for example, if you said, girl, I got fucked all this weekend, I'd be like, bitch, I ain't even getting no dick. That's like a...
Okay.
That's why I'm saying when their homegirl said, damn, I don't have anybody like that. Is it like...
I don't know.
I talk like that sometimes and I don't mean it with harm.
Mm,
right? Okay. I haven't been having sex. You've been having sex. I'm like, damn, you had to...
enjoying yourself, but I wish I was there too kind of a thing.
Yeah, like maybe. Like if you... Like, I can't think of... I just said like
okay,
an orgy.
But like what about...
An orgy would give me anxiety. But a zoo date or going to the beach with your man, like, oh, I haven't had that time. That would be so nice. I wish I could
But
do that.
I would say... say you are your homegirl, like, and this has happened to me then. I was the hoe-ass friend. I know a lot of my friends miss me being single and being the hoe-ass friend for the trips, for the hangouts, for the free dinners, for the clubs. And now I'm the bitch in love. And so I do know that I do have a lot of friends that probably liked the version of myself single more so than me with my partner. Because now, literally, anytime I go out, unfortunately, luckily, everyone that has met my nigga likes him. He gets invited everywhere. So I am one of those where even if I'm just out having dinner or lunch with a friend or my friend invites me to a party, I'll let him know. And if he pops up, everyone's okay with it. But I invite him to everything. And whether that's a thing or not, like with my friends here, I know that now my friends traveling don't really like it because they're like, no, bitch. We're going to travel just us. Don't invite him. Don't bring him here.
I don't think that's more about your man than it is about, I want to be with my friend. You know, Vinny gets like that with me, right? Like, he loves Obe.
Yeah.
But, like, he wants to be with me. He came here to see me. He's like, no, I don't care if that nigga's paying for dinner. I want to be with you, bitch. Like, it ain't him. It's just like, you want your friend. So I think that could be two things to do with it, right? Because if you want to connect in your partner a way where you need him to be in social settings with you and you don't really need girl time, because you want to spend it with him, then fine. But that's a fine line, because a lot of women neglect their friends and relationships. And I don't mean by phone calls. I know you keep up with your friends and, you know, you visit them. But let's just say in the city, like, if your friend really needs a girl's night,
right,
you got to know when your friend needs a girl's night.
Right.
Like, I've had a few homegirls tell me, like, no, bitch, because everybody knows that one year where me and Obey was fucking everybody out of last lap, girl, if I'm out with my friends, like, it's like 3 o'clock, I'm be like, okay, bitch, well, he coming. They're like, girl, why? Because it's a different vibe for them. Right. Even if you're not talking to niggas, now they can't really talk to niggas because nobody's coming up to y'all. Like,
oh, they could definitely talk to niggas.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Why does that, how is that?
Yeah. If I'm third wheeling, it's a different thing when you want like a wing woman type of situation. Even if,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like that. Or shit, even me and Alex had an argument because he was like, I don't understand what's the big deal. If I'm with somebody, why can't I go? I'm like, no, we go out to dinner together. And I also think the other issue with this too is what I didn't understand is I felt like I had so much fun with my man. I want everybody to meet him.
That's me now. Like, even Dustin, anytime me and Dustin hang out, he'll be like, well, go ahead and invite, you know.
So-and-so.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't know.
I mean, yes and no. If your friends made it clear they want time with you,
I understand that. Yeah. I understand that. But also, fuck them six hoes in your group chat, right. Bitch. Yeah. And enjoy your man.
Join again. Our Discord, by the way, on our $15 Patreon tier. And this is actually a shameless plug, but seriously, there is like-minded people right fucking there.
Yep.
Yeah, someone actually said they thanked us. They found a sugar daddy through our Discord app. And we have a lot of girls, actually, and I'm hoping they share the story. I didn't try to hit them on Patreon, but they had a whole threesome. Like, there's, like, traveling threesomes. Like, there's girls that have linked up, and they just fuck all their niggas together.
Cool.
Like, there's such like-minded people that, like, I don't
know. That's dope.
I need to get on there and find me a motherfucking sugar daddy.
Same.
Well, patreon.com/horrible decisions, and you'll get our bonus episodes and our town halls coming up with Vinny. And what else do we do on there? Merch.
You got merch.
And bonus episodes every week.
Also, you guys heard in the beginning of this episode an ad. We do have our Horrible Decisions plush dolls. Make sure you guys click the link in the episode. We partnered with Makeshift for these.
You can braid my hair for me.
Y'all, these are not available forever. You either get them now. They're only available for the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
So if you haven't gotten your order yet, they are very affordable. They're only $25.99. You get to sleep with Weezy and I for less
than
$30.
And it is one doll. I know some people said Mandy had a mullet, but it's just because...
She's behind me. That's all.
No, bitch. I'm in front.
No, bitch. You behind me.
I'm in the front.
Bitch, you behind me.
I'm in the front.
You behind me.
You see?
Bitch.
This bitch got it fucked up.
Bitch, she behind me.
Have a great day.
But no, make sure you guys click the links in bios to join our Patreon to get your... Makeshift dolls. And also, if you haven't yet, we have merch. So if you're watching here on YouTube, I am wearing our
like, bitch, what
horrible
you, what
decisions
kind of
pins. And we have our horrible decisions things. So make sure.
I got the pins. Oh, well, and there you,
you
go.
Got them. So look, make sure y'all go over to whorehive.com and we have four set of enamel pins. And again, all of this information is in the description of this week's episode. So make sure you do that. We are leaving you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip from a bonus episode. And guys, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Peace. Yeah, instead of that, what they did have was the fucking tube socks and slides. And we know that's a Southern thing. So they were walking around with tube socks, slides, and towels because, of course, they needed towels around their waist if they were naked. They did have a full buffet, which I will say was amazing. At midnight, they switched to breakfast. And I will say one of the other things is we didn't show up till about 1.
Not Mandy talking about the menu.
No, the menu was great. They had grits, cheese, biscuits, like everything. But what's also crazy
is, I don't want to eat cheese in a sex club. A charcuterie plate, I guess.
I'm not gonna lie, it was good. So what happened and what we noticed is we went during the swap off. And what I mean by that is as we were coming up, it was nothing but a line of black folks and all the whites were coming out. And I will say, y'all know Zachary, who's been on the show, I mentioned he was at a sex club and I was like, I just found him to be very good looking. And when we go to NSFW, that's the only sex club I've gone to with more white people than black. Mm-hmm. But they're good looking people. Bitch, the white people in Atlanta, I felt like they all had Confederate flags and shotguns in their car.
They were like, we're going to get us some BBC. We're going to take that black bitch down.
No, bro, it was, I was like, I was talking to my homegirl and I was like, these white people scare me. Like, I'm scared. Outside of that, again, shout out to Chelsea. We talked about Sex Club Music. The DJ was awful, so he didn't set any sort of type of mood.
What kind of music was it?
It was like, it made you want to twerk. So, like, literally you see one person sucking dick and the next couple is twerking. Like, it was just like, it was club music. So I didn't like that.
I'm going to shake my money maker. Oh, sorry, it's free here.
Yeah, I didn't like that. And then my first experience ever. Now, ladies, if you haven't yet, go on over to listen to my other podcast, Period Sis. But one of the rooms I walked in smelled like...
dick cheese.
No, not dick cheese. It smelled... it was a woman, for sure. It was a woman. And me and my homegirl walked in, and I had to walk immediately out. And I was...
smell and taste.
This is the first time at a sex club that I think I've come across someone with bad hygiene that stunk up a whole room. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. I got to leave this room.
Ew.
So, and then what's crazy is I did end up meeting a couple. Girl, with 30 minutes to spare, we were there we were there until it closed. I really liked the guy, actually.
You stayed all night at a club that smelled like
BV? We did, because I was there for research. Well, only one of the rooms smelled like BV. I was there for research purposes. This was also the largest sex club I had ever been to in my life. So it was...
two floors, right?
No, it wasn't two floors at all. But when you walk in, there's a bar, then the buffet, a whole seating area, then a whole dance floor.
Describe a club that we may have went to for the size. Marquee?
It was big, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't even know how to explain it even to a restaurant.
Here in Orlando.
No, because it's not upstairs, downstairs. It's just long. It's just long, and there's so many rooms. Mind you, they had at least eight private rooms. And within the private rooms were mirrored, like you could see to the other room, but you could also see yourself type of thing. It was really
two-way
sexy.
Mirror.
Two-way mirror. No. There you go.
Oh, something like that.
So you had sex with
the couple?
No, I didn't have sex with the couple. I ended up meeting the couple at the bar, and then we ended up going into the playroom. By this time, again, it was maybe 3:30. They had already done last call at the bar. So we went into the room. I wanted, like, the girl was really pretty, but you could tell she was also a dom. Like, she was super in charge. So, girl, as we're walking, I heard the whole story. So she was 40. He was 27. She also let me know that she had 7 children.
Okay.
Like, yes. So we sit down in the fuck area, like the main room where people have sex. And we start
I'm sorry, Mandy
out.
Said the fuck area. Like the fuck area. The fucking and the non-fucking section.
No, the fucking area. So we lay down and we start making out. Then we start three-way making out. And she was really pretty. And then we stopped. And she looked at me and she was like, do you work here? And I was like, what? She was like, are you being paid to talk to us? Like, is this... I guess she has gone to parties like this, which we've talked about. They hire girls to make it look good.
Yeah.
So literally in between kissing, she stopped and asked me if I was a worker. And I was like, girl, no, this is my lifestyle. Bitch, I does this. Thank you very much.
Right.
I just don't live here and I'm here just to experience it.